This is the National Programming Committee of Pacifica. This is Sherna Gluck, Acting Chair. Today is Monday, September 17th. And can we start? I'll start with the roll call, and then if we can get someone to agree to be a note taker and timekeeper. KPFA, Sarv is not on the call. Bonnie has asked for an excused absence. Attila?
Yes, I'm here.
Margaret from KPFK?
Here.
Sure, myself from KPFK, present. Lisa from WBAI?
I believe here.
Serene is not yet on the call, I believe. Kathy Davis from WBAI?
Here.
Wendy Schroll from Houston?
Here.
Rob Robinson from WPFW.
Presente.
Gail Dixon is not presently on the call, but I think will be joining us. Dan Logan.
Here.
WPFW. Is that eight?
Right.
Okay. All right. Could someone agree to be a note taker and someone a timekeeper, and then we can go over the agenda?
This is Wendy. I'll take the notes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Wendy. How about a timekeeper?
I'll keep time.
Is that Attila?
Attila.
I'm having trouble understanding whoever that is.
Oh, I said, this is Attila. I'll keep time if you want.
Oh, great. Thanks, Attila. Okay. Well, let's go over the agenda, and if people want to adjust times that I had suggested, for purposes of our audience, if anyone's out there listening, we have three main agenda items, national programming issues, primarily focusing on the whole question of a national program that's been under discussion for a while now, report on licensing and the distribution project by Rob, and then status reports on implementation of the national program policy, focus specifically on program evaluations and new voices, training and incorporation. Are there any other agenda items for the agenda?
I would like to add, if it's not on with the national programming issues, a discussion of finances and fundraising.
Okay. So we could put that under other. Anything else? Wendy, that was your item, right?
What?
That was Kathy Davis.
Is that you mean for specifically with regard to programming? Is that what you're asking?
With regard to the national programming.
Okay, well, maybe we can put it under national programming then. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, any other items people have to add?
Okay. Are these times okay before we approve the agenda? The bulk of it being the 45 minutes to talk about national programming issues.
20 minutes for Rob's report and discussion on the licensing and distribution project. And 15 minutes for a status report on implementation. That sound okay?
It sounds okay.
Okay. I'd like to move approval of the agenda.
I move to approve.
Okay, any objections? Okay, let's assume it's approved. Okay, I need to find myself. Let's move to approval of the minutes of the last meeting. I have to call mine up. Does anyone have any changes to those minutes? Serene sent them out yesterday. Any changes to those? Does everyone have them, or has everyone seen them?
I've seen them. This is Kathy, but I wasn't present at the last meeting, so I have no comment.
We did not, well, we just passed one motion. Actually, most of it was pretty wide-ranging discussion about the whole issue of the national program.
Okay.
Are there any changes to the minutes? Would someone like to move to approve those minutes?
Okay, this is Kathy. I move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Second?
I second
anyone?
Motion.
Is that Rob?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, can we move ahead? Oh, under housekeeping, I'd asked what we should do about this alternating Monday and Tuesday is what we had decided before. It means usually Margaret can't join us on Mondays and Kathy can't join us on Tuesdays. Kathy, is that a permanent Tuesday problem?
Yes, because I teach a class on Tuesdays. And it ends very late. By the time I get home, your meeting would generally be over.
Hmm. So I guess we need to decide if, I mean, basically what it would mean is one month, one of those two would not be able to join us, and the other month, the other, because the only other alternative is to try a weekend call.
A question, please?
Lisa?
Are there any other chances that we could maybe try a Thursday sometime? I mean, I definitely think we should at least alternate if, you know, if there's a problem with anybody being able to...
I think that Bonnie's got a program on Thursday. She couldn't make Thursday. And I know Wednesdays were bad for a lot of different people with different committees and LSC meetings.
Right.
So it's really a matter of either keeping to the alternating or going to a weekend, I think.
I don't mind the alternating if you actually alternate. It's just that you had a long series of meetings that were just on Tuesdays. So I felt that I was kept out of the loop for quite a long time. This is
okay, and Margaret at least was able to make tonight for a while, so I don't know how often that may be the case.
Not very. I'm kind of at my wit's end here.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so for now, unless someone could not come up with a better idea, why don't we stick with alternating, and hopefully Rob is going to resume the chair in October and he could deal with this. But for now, I know that Wendy did enter into the master calendar our October date. October 16th is our next meeting, the third Tuesday. Okay, so can we move to national programming, and we agreed so far to assign that 45 minutes.
I'm going to jump off and call Gail to come on right now.
Oh, okay, great. Nathan sent out a really, really pretty complete report to us on where things stood as of the date he sent it. I wonder, Nathan, first of all, has anything changed, and given all the discussion, do you have further thoughts on the whole question of national programming?
Sure. First, the simple answer, not much has really changed in terms of where things are at. We'll take it up again. I'm sure the staff will talk about it again in person in Berkeley here in a week and a half. The part that's changed a little bit is I'm not quite so down in the mouth as maybe I once was when I wrote that email. That was sort of at a low point, I guess. I actually was perhaps naively confident that we could actually pull this off, that there's all this hope that we could do something for the next fiscal year and get it into the budget and all that, and I actually wanted that to happen, and it just really I don't think is in the cards for this year's budget, at least not without like a mid-year budget review of some sort or a budget adjustment, that is. We can still, we could perhaps someday, all launch the same show at once, I guess. But, I think to do that, we're going to have to just keep building, you know, national programming infrastructure, and we're going to have to keep building sort of a network, esprit de corps to make that happen. Because then perhaps, you know, if we keep acting like a network and operating as a network and performing as a network, then in small ways that we can build on, then maybe eventually we can be a network that does something as ambitious as launching a new show. So that's kind of where things are at there in terms of summarizing the discussion of the staff discussion. You know, basically it came down to a couple different ideas for shows that were pretty different from each other. One was more of a talk show, much more dialogue-centered, with a call-in component, you know, a good phone producer who could, you know, deal with callers, a good producer who can, you know, get good guests to talk about contemporary issues, you know, major issues going on, and you know, major guests as well. You know, a central production crew with a producer and a host. You know, we brainstormed half a dozen different ways that local stations folks could each get involved, including, you know, weekly news wrap-up, including, you know, where, the news directors would come on to do the wrap-up. For example, another example, like, you know, weekly editorial calls where the stations kind of, you know, have a call with the production team to sort of, like, you know, have input. You know, doing backgrounders and sort of pre-produced pieces, guest hosting, you know, all those different ideas. The other idea was for more of a round robin type thing, where the production of a news magazine would actually rotate from station to station on a day-to-day basis. So let's say let's say WPFW has Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, PFW is responsible for an hour of show, and then there's an agreed upon format and an agreed upon sort of focus and editorial priorities. Across the week and across the network, and then each station plugs in their own, and that way we've got a full week to do three quarters of the work, and really the breaking stuff can be done, you know, that morning or the day before. But anyway, long story short, we came to kind of an impasse on that. A couple stations were pretty interested in the talk show. One station was very strongly in favor of the round robin news magazine show. One actually wasn't on our second call, but was kind of on the fence after the first call. And then one station decided, you know, didn't want to do either or any daily national show, new programming initiative. So that's where it got left.
Hi, Gail is here.
Hey, Gail. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Gail.
Hey.
I was just recapping my email to the list a little while ago. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where things were left, and I didn't mean to get silly with my metaphors of cheese and pizza. And
that was to me.
Made me hungry.
I'm sorry, but who's recapping?
That's Nathan.
Oh, hi, Nathan.
I'm just about done, actually. So anyway,
Nathan, the pizza was awesome. It really summed it up well, I thought.
Well, let me start on this
pack. This is Margaret.
Margaret, you want to be on the list?
Yep.
Okay. Margaret? I'm putting myself on the list with a question for Nathan. Anyone else?
Kathy.
Okay. Kathy? Okay. Go, Margaret.
Yeah, one question I have, and maybe anybody in the call could answer this, is really where does the buck stop in deciding, you know, making a decision about format and moving forward on this? Because, you know, there's been so much talk about this for so long, and I think it really would be good to get something going on it, you know, not put it off for yet another year. I mean, we always talk about how important it is, but then when it gets down to putting it together, it always seems to be stuck. And if there isn't going to be agreement on the part of, let's say, the PDs, who've been participating in this discussion, I mean, where at what point does somebody, and I don't know who that would be, if it would be the ED or what, you know, to just make a decision and say, listen, this is, you know, how we're going to move forward on this.
I hate to break in. This is Gail again. What is the it that we're talking about?
Oh, the national program, Gail.
National programming. And following up on that, Nathan, really what are the obstacles? I mean, besides the lack of agreement among, it seems to me, the program directors or maybe even the GMs of the different stations to moving forward on this year.
Sure.
Or at least, you know, getting it started, getting something going.
Nathan and Margaret, can I ask if maybe everyone gets out their comments and questions so we know, you know, what all the concerns are, and then both have Nathan address them and then us all be discussing it. Is that okay?
That works for me.
Margaret,
that works for me.
Okay. My question, Nathan, was going back to the idea that I suggested of starting with a pilot, because I don't understand how we can do a budget for something if we don't even know what it is, number one. But also, you know, there are all these ideas out there. It's not clear who wants to participate. It kind of goes back to some of the points. But if you know, there was an agreement on what a pilot might be, then we can get more buy-in. It could get changed as people are responding to it, et cetera. So that's what I would like to put out there. And Kathy's the next on the list.
Okay. Well, my consideration is in relationship to the, you know, the piece that I added to the discussion on finances. And I feel that one of the things that obstructs cooperation is really one of finances, because even though we're talking about a budget, where does the budget come from? Where does the money come from? The money comes from the stations. So if the station is going to have to give up additional money to support the national programming, I think that we need to show that national programming is viable to the station. One of the reasons that Democracy Now! Was successful is that it started in New York as a very, very high-end fundraiser, and it began to raise a lot of good funds for the network. Though that may have changed, that's where they started, with a program that was strong in terms of the personalities in New York and also one that raised funds. So I thought it might be good to start with a project that was a national program that would go to each station and raise money for the stations, so that the stations would see that national programming is viable to them and could raise money for them, and it would encourage support of national programming. So I thought that maybe as a project we could look at, maybe not this series of fundraisers, but the next series, and develop a program that we can bring producers in and go into each fund drive at each station and raise money for them. And in that way, prove that national programming can be viable.
Okay. Anyone else have a point or question before Nathan first?
Well, Attila, but I think this is a question more to our committee, and a couple of questions. One is, how much weight does this programming committee have in what type of program it is to be, and what agreement do we have among this committee as to what type of program?
Okay, anyone else?
Wendy.
Wendy, go on.
Well, you know, I'd like to respond to what Kathy said. I really, all of this is chicken and egg thing from everybody. I mean, Cherna says we can't do a budget if we don't know what the show is. We don't know how much to budget for. Kathy is saying that if we could show that the program could make money, then I think this is what she's saying, then we could get the stations to carry it. I wasn't involved at the time when Democracy Now! Was invented, but I don't think that it was proven throughout the network or anything. I mean, I guess it started at BAI, and the people there already knew Amy Goodman. But, you know, there's a point when you just got to take a chance. I mean, we can't that show was imposed upon all the stations. They even told them what time they would carry it, 9 a.m. I'm sure that at the time there were the same issues with local versus national then, and people probably didn't like the idea of that program being imposed upon them. But, I mean, there just comes a point where, I mean, even Cherna's saying, well, how about a pilot? Well, we got to have a budget for a pilot, too. So we got to, in my opinion, start somewhere and put something into the budget, whether we know what it is or not, just so that there's some place that people can do stuff. And I'm just wondering, I guess I have to turn it into a question. Well, and to respond to Attila, you know, I was so shocked the last meeting or the meeting before when people were saying, well, then this committee has to approve anything or be involved in anything developed by National, because at that point, when we first heard about it here, there was we were getting reports of consensus. We at the PNB got reports that the Operations Collective was excited about doing a new show, and then all of a sudden it felt like that this committee might be involved in stopping it. And I complained about that, and then I was told, well, no, but that national programming policy says that this committee has to be involved. So I don't know the answer to your question. How much weight does the committee have? I would caution us from stopping any forward motion if we ever have any. And I don't know what agreement we have. I think that's a good question. But
okay. Is there anyone else before Nathan addresses those questions, and then we can have maybe a more round-robin discussion, because my own feeling is that there's not a lot of agreement on the committee about what a program might be, and even though there was some sense at the PNB meeting that there was agreement from Nathan's report, clearly there's not. And then also there's... When I look at the material Nathan sent us about what the affiliates chose to use, it didn't seem to be quite the kind of program that the PDs had come up with at the PNB meeting. So, I don't know where we are in any of this. But Nathan, maybe you can start with answering some of the questions and issues people have raised, and then we can try and figure out how to move forward.
Sure. Well, you all raised very good questions. Let me start off with that. I mean, I have my answer to this. I think it gets kind of complicated, though, pretty quickly, and I'm sure my answer is going to be different from some other answers. Did someone just join us?
I think Serene.
Serene, did you just come on?
Indeed, and I'll be muted.
Okay.
Oh, so Margaret asked. Hello? Okay. Margaret asks, where does the buck stop in terms of making a decision about format moving forward? And then follows up, you know, what are the obstacles to getting this going this year? The buck stops pretty much with the program directors and general managers, depending on how that's weighted at different stations. You know, at some stations, one has more influence, at other stations, the other. In general, though, the management, you know, the upper management of the individual stations, in my interpretation, is where the buck stops. If they don't want to put it on the air, then it probably won't get on the air. And similarly, if they do want to put it on the air, then it could be a great success. Or it could struggle, but, you know, then it's at least on the air to, you know, have a venue. I don't know what else to tell you beyond that. You know, the executive director has a certain kind of say, but he can, or she, in the future, whoever it may be, can be, ignored, I suppose, without a whole lot of ramification. I think, basically. What are the obstacles to getting it going this year? I think there's a couple. One is just sort of a philosophical, what show would all the stations be able to agree on? Frankly, I'm not sure if that's going to be resolved in the next 3 weeks or two. And the other big obstacle is what Kathy points to in a lot of ways, finances. There's only so much money floating around in the network's budget, less floating around this year than last year. And in terms of getting a new show going, you know, you're talking about staff members, at the very least a couple, just to have a, you know, producer to coordinate the whole thing. So that's tricky. Other smaller obstacles that could be worked out, you know, tech things. I mean, depending on what format of show we end up with, if all the stations have to, you know, are expected to contribute an hour a week or whatever to a daily show, then, you know, certain tech and personnel questions would come in. I mean, you know, is there enough staffing at all the stations to do that? Is there enough sort of tech capacity to do all that? You know, and that could be built up too. I think those are probably smaller issues. The bigger ones are basically, you know, cooperation and agreement and finances. Sure, your idea of starting with a pilot, perhaps a weekly pilot, and if there was agreement on a pilot, we could get buy-in and see how it goes and you know, all that. I don't know. The thing is, if you to start, you know, and maybe this is maybe just a clarification. I mean, the stations were, what we were talking about really was a daily show, a daily weekday show that would complement Democracy Now, and would do so, you know, not by replicating Democracy Now, because first of all, it's been done, and second of all, there's a lot of different ways to do radio that are just as effective, if not more. But something that would complement Democracy Now in terms of issues and having a solid afternoon program. You know, I do get to see the Arbitrons a good bit, and, you know, unfortunately, the afternoon listenership is relatively flat often compared to the morning DN listenership, and it's sort of like, oh, wow, geez, we sure could use a great program there. So that was the impetus, and that was the hope, I think. In terms of making that work, you know, with a weekly pilot, I guess you could get, you know, you could basically kind of be experimenting with it and see what you could do with a one day a week show. It's not what our goal was, I guess, is all. Another way to go about it in terms of piloting it, rather than piloting it one day per week network-wide, would be to pilot it daily at one or two stations. Which also then would sort of address Kathy's question relating to finances, that if you have sort of a proven hit at one, you know, let's say two stations, let's say two sister stations and two affiliates, you know, sign on at the beginning, then you've got yourself a test. You know, it's an experiment. Honestly, more than two stations to basically cooperate on the same, to gamble on the same bet, you know, to engage in the same experiment, without sort of, you know, proving it first, I don't know if you're going to get more than two, maybe three sister stations, maybe. I'm just not sure. But if those two, maybe three stations do successfully air it and raise a bunch of money and develop a core loyal listenership, all that, then great, all the better, right? And then, you know, if it's a proven winner, then it can, you know, sort of be exported to the rest of the network, and hopefully, from the beginning, there will be the consciousness in developing that program so that there will be structures and avenues and venues to, you know, basically fulfill the programming policy, so that there are avenues for people to get involved and channels for new voices to make an international programming and so on and so forth, all the ones that you all helped draft. So that's another possibility there. Kathy also talked about developing a project, a national project that would develop a program that we can bring to bring producers in and go to each station in fund drives to raise money, show that national programming can be viable. That's great. Maybe, again, kind of what I was talking about in terms of piloting something semi-permanent or permanent at a couple stations and then, exporting it out. But I think, you know, what your comment does is point to a very serious thing in terms of fundraising and financial sustainability. I don't think anybody is really arguing for a program that doesn't, you know, at the very least make its money back in terms of what we lay out and go on to support, you know, the rest of the network. That would be sort of foolish. And I mean, you know, Lonnie doesn't have to be on the call for me to realize that that's not an option. I think all the ideas hopefully would be ones that could raise some money. Attila's question is, I think, more a question for the committee. How much weight does the committee have in terms of decision making and in terms of what kind of program to put on? You know, that's a big question in terms of organizational structure. And what I'm finding in Pacifica is that organizational structure is not so clear in the network. What is the role? The programming policy hints at certain things. The bylaws hint at something somewhat different. There's various organizational charts from different eras that say different things. I don't know. That's a question that I'm still wrapping my head around. So feel free to jump in on that one. In terms of what the two things do suggest that I just mentioned, the programming policy and the bylaws, the bylaws basically just say that the programming committee is here to ensure that the mission is being fulfilled. That's about all it says. I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but if memory serves, that's about the extent of it. I think that's actually a bigger job than that one line indicates. I think it there's a lot to making sure that the mission is being programming. It is the main product that we do. And so then to ensure that the mission is being fulfilled in programming, you're really acting as the steward for the network and suggesting new avenues that might make it more mission fulfilling. The programming policy does sort of allude to the fact that y'all definitely want to see proposals for national programs before they go on the air. Want to make sure the mission fulfillment is part of that, want to make sure the programming policy fulfillment is part of that. And again, acting as a steward, making sure the finances are in order and passing it on to the finance committee. Wendy, the chicken and egg thing. It would be great to have some kind of program development budget. I would love it. Finding however much that would be for the year on top of, sort of the budget that's required for basic specials coverage, especially with an election year coming. I don't know if we're going to, it's a tight budget year. I have been asking for, pretty chunky sizes of of budget. I don't know if Lonnie's and the finance committee I'm not sure what allocation I'm going to get. I obviously advocate budget for myself so that we can do some of these things. It's tricky to know what's going to come, though, especially what by all accounts are this is being billed as the slimmest year and so on and so forth. So anyway, that's my responses. I hope that there's organizational questions here. So I'll just leave it at that.
Nathan, could you address the other issue that I raised about what it is that the affiliates seem to want, which to me, in looking over that material you sent, seemed to be quite the same thing as what the five stations were talking about in terms of what their use has been and what they seem to use the most.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. I forgot to jot that one down. The affiliates report that I sent out, I think about a month ago now, maybe even more, was very instructive to me in a way, and it's interesting too, being at an affiliate, before this job. Some of the things certainly were very much like rang true, and some, a little less so, but every affiliate's different, and that's just the thing. In terms of the aggregate of the 125 odd affiliates, odd in whatever respect you want to use there, there were a few trends that emerged in terms of national specials. We had big coverage for election-related stuff, including the conventions, including informed dissent. We had big carriage for International Women's Day and big carriage for things like the State of the Union speech. Pretty big events, and the International Women's Day, I think, was just from so all over the network and incorporated so many voices and had so much going on in there, and it was promoted pretty well, too, so I think that did pretty well. In terms of what the affiliates actually explicitly asked for, basically three things. One was investigative reporting. That's just stuff that's tough to do, and few stations have those resources on their own. It's one of the beautiful things about being a network is we can pool those resources and hopefully do some of it. Another was documentaries, solid documentary-type programming. I think the Archives is very good at that, and I think there's a lot of other folks on our network that are also very good at that, news documentaries, that kind of thing.
May I ask a question? This is Gabe.
Let me just tack on the thing that got mentioned a lot as well, which was election-related specials. So.
Go on,
Gail.
Okay. As I listen to you talk, especially, I've missed a lot. But in terms of, I take it you're talking about how one would go about choosing the kind of programming that would be this special or new programming that you're talking about.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, because I'm involved in it through the Statehood Green Party here, issues that are with us every day and unfortunately keep rearing their head, for instance, there's a big student movement across the country in regard to the Gen 6, but very little coverage of it, at least on our station, that I can tell. Rob, am I wrong with that?
No.
Which is, I think, foolhardy in terms of where we're not going, what we're not looking at in the long run, because obviously really, chasing down and as you mentioned, investigative reporting, You may not have all the resources, but the biggest resource you can get if you really go after it are people willing to do that, i.e., say from the ranks of our universities and colleges. I'm just wondering, has any of that been thrown into the mix in terms of how we make that the programming happen on a slim budget? You know, we've never had a huge budget that I know of,
right.
But I know there's an awful lot of energy. We've got all kinds of groups going down to Louisiana tomorrow. I'm originally from New Jersey. There's a lot going on up there around the students who were killed in Newark.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there's too much news in that regard. So I'm just wondering, I'm just throwing that in as we talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, special programming. We really need to be what I always believed Pacifica was, which is, you know, a network that should be out front with everything that the commercial media won't touch until they figure it's become a hot item.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to put myself on the list.
Get on the stack as well, please.
I'm sorry.
And Rob after
Lisa. I'd like to get back on the stack after others have spoken who haven't.
Lisa, Rob, right. Myself, Margaret. Go on, Lisa.
Irene.
Irene? I'm afraid that my comments
yes.
not...
Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
I'm afraid that my comments are not going to necessarily come up with any clear, definitive answers. And in a way, I think that's really good. I think that although this might seem to be a painstaking process, I think it is so necessary because it just goes to show the value of the resource of these airwaves. And one of the things that I just wanted to point out, especially when talking about issues such as the Genesis 6 and even what happened in Newark, and one of the things that makes radio so special is that it is a local medium. This is not to say that there should not be national programs, or programs that are put on nationally, let me put it to you like that. But the dynamics that are involved, especially when we consider the fact that there are not many other stations out there doing what Pacifica does, which means that there are not many avenues at all available for people to get heard. You know, that's something that can't be taken you know, lightly at all. And I'm not suggesting anyone here is doing that. When I think about like the Genesis 6, that started out as a local program. Somebody heard something about that locally on the news, and I just know for myself how hard it has been for me at times and for other people to get something, you know, to get heard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's now starting to be more dialogue than I'm beginning to hear, at least within the African-American community, but lamenting the loss of those local news programs, those local outlets, because they help to weave. And I wasn't even aware of this, but I was told by some of my elders that that they were a catalyst. They were one of the things that helped to be like that glue that really helped to propel the civil rights movement and what was going on with King and various communities in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
They had those connections to make. So I just want to offer just this in terms of when dealing with these kind of issues, and I know it might seem sometimes discouraging and it might sometimes seem like we're not going forward, but I don't view it as that at all. And I personally, if I was just going to offer an opinion, because when I do hear like about a daily programming, just from my personal opinion, I always think, now, we all know, we've always talked about that there has to be changes on the air, so I don't want to sound like I'm anti that at all. But, you know, if we're talking about during certain times, that means that there's going to be some programs, especially if it's daily, that's going to be removed. And some of those programs hopefully are pretty connected to communities in terms of airing and bringing forward things that need to be brought forward. So I would probably tend to favor initially on something like this, like a pilot program and maybe not something that would be produced every day initially. And I just think that, and this is something that needs to maybe happen throughout the network when we're talking about issues network-wide, is really understanding the dynamics of at that ground floor and sometimes working from the bottom up. And because nothing is going to work in Pacific. It just doesn't work like that, you know. And I'm not saying, Nathan, you're doing that, but I'm just also offering this to you as a little bit of encouragement, too, but the importance of, you know, the ear to the ground and hearing those individual stations with different politics. And it's because it's about, like, weaving this together. So I just wanted to just, you know, add that to this conversation.
Okay. Rob, before you go, Kathy, how are we on time?
I wasn't timekeeping.
Attila was doing that.
I'm keeping time, and we have about 10 more minutes on this.
Okay, so let's try and keep it short, and we probably are going to have to extend time. Rob, you were next.
Point of information?
Miss Kathy, I'd like to be back on the stack.
Point of information?
Yeah, Lisa?
I was just going to recommend maybe putting a limit, time limit, on people's responses.
Yeah, okay.
Like 2 minutes,
how long?
Something like that. I don't know, 2 minutes, if people feel that's okay.
Is that okay with everyone, 90 seconds? Okay.
This is Gail. That's okay with me.
Okay. If there are no objections, then let's try for 90 seconds. And Till, I guess you're going to just have to tell us our time's up.
Okay.
Okay, Rob?
Okay. I just want to say that we as a network know that our best produced flagship show, Democracy Now!, has been responsible significantly for raising about 25% of the money that we raise. And we know that as we have not, that all of our stations have been struggling to develop original produced and news programming. So we know that one of the things we have to do to keep our, you know, our production infrastructure is try to find more ways to do more investigative reporting, more news and public affairs, more documentaries and original produced programming. And yet at most of our stations, that's just not happening. Now, I can't address the issue of how we're regarded, you know, of what power we have, but I think the fact of the matter is that we contain the kernels of the network here. You know, we've got Kathy, who is the public affairs chief of one of our large stations. Margaret is a hard-hitting, iconoclastic programmer whose show has been growing consistently. And we have people from governance and as well as just plain old listeners. So I think one of the things that we could offer to do in this capacity is take up some of the problems which Kathy, for example, pointed out. How do we demonstrate to the network that something like this is going to be worthwhile doing? We may think it is, but I think one of the things that we can do is to try to answer some of the questions, or at least find ways with Nathan to pose solutions to the problems that are being raised by the operations collective. Not to mandate that they do things a certain way, but I think rather than waiting for the problems to get resolved when there's not a lot of dialogue going on, I think we can work with Nathan to pose some ways of solving those problems.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, point of information, I'm keeping time, so when I say time, that means the end of the time.
Yeah, I don't know that people necessarily can, you'll have to shout it, Attila.
Oh, you couldn't hear me? Okay, I'll shout.
Okay, I was next. I wanted to actually kind of pull together a couple of thoughts that I think relate to what other people have said. I think there is a way to have something to do partially what Gail is saying, what Lisa was alluding to, what so many of us want. And I think it can be done as a pilot. And I'll give an example. Yesterday there was a special that the People Without Borders collective here did. It was, hopefully, people will pick it up on audio port. It was on the ICE raids and immigration, and they went all around the country to where I think it was like five places that they went, Chicago, Boston, somewhere in Arizona, and Southern California. It was an excellent program. So it pulled people in from around the network, produced locally, and by one of our new voices, in fact, who's a member of the collective, because that's my other concern, that so much of what was being talked about I don't see how it's bringing in new voices. It seems like, I'm sorry to say it, but aloud, the same old, same old. So, you know, I think that maybe we can come up with a model that, using that as an example, a locally produced thing that was an issue-oriented program, maybe if we take issues, we could go around the country and have the different people be participating from around the country, having it be issue-focused. So that's just a suggestion. I do hope that people might listen to that show that was on yesterday. I'll probably be... Okay. Margaret, you're next.
Before Margaret starts, what was the name of the show?
I was on mute. Huh?
What was the name of the show on KPFK?
I'm not certain. It was a special on immigration and the ICE raids. It was on at 9 a.m. yesterday morning, and I'm not sure if they had a name for it.
Okay, thank you.
I'll check it out and send it to people. Okay, Margaret?
Yeah, to be honest, I maybe am where Nathan was some time back. I'm a bit frustrated by this. I think that you get five people from Pacifica, you know, in a room, as I think Nathan said in one of the emails, and they're going to be five different ideas, and everybody's going to be convinced that their idea is really the very best one. I'm not so sure that I really know a way forward, but I think that there has to be some level of accountability, because I think that we could go around and discuss for the next 5 years, and, you know, we're not going to get going on anything on the one hand, and on the other hand, everybody knows very well that Pacifica has to have a national face in addition to Democracy Now. It is an urgent priority. So, you know, how do we facilitate that happening? And maybe, Rob, your idea of getting a list of the problems and seeing if we could come up for solutions for some of these problems. But at a certain point, getting back to my original idea, the buck does have to stop somewhere. When Democracy Now! Began, I don't know that there was all this debate and brouhaha about who's going to carry it and what time and la-da-da-da-da. We have to look at the crisis that Pacifica is in financially, audience-wise, and really, you know, get up off of our butt, really, and drop some of this stuff. And we know what the national issues are. We know what the international issues are. We've got a lot of talent within Pacifica, and let's look at what we have and make a proposal and move forward. And, Nathan, I was wondering if you could say what's your idea. I mean, if you had a dream national program, for example, what would you propose? You know, I just think that we have to, you know, concretize it, make a proposal to the national board, to the program directors, et cetera, and say this is the direction we want to go in, this is the timeline that we're looking at, and we need a team of people to sit down and come up with something that's going to move us forward. And really, if not, we're going to be tied up in this for years to come.
Okay, it's time.
You're here.
It's Gail. Can I get on the stack again?
Okay. And then, Attila, how much time we have total?
Do you have me on the stack? This is Kathy.
Yeah, I do. You're after Serene.
Okay.
Well, how much time did we buy? I mean, we've got about two more minutes on this.
Okay. Does anyone...
You want me to make a motion to extend time?
For how long, Rob?
15 or 20 minutes. What's
okay.
the pleasure of the group?
Any objections?
No objection.
15 minutes?
Let's try for 15, because we do want to make sure that we hear the report on licensing and distribution, and I'm hoping that we will end the call by 7:30. Okay, Serene, you're next.
Okay, thanks, and sorry for being late. I'm out and about. And this may have been covered previously, but I know that in the last round, I had asked questions about the budget and how the money was spent last year, and I'm wondering if that information has been provided yet. I haven't been on the web today. Secondly, on the race and nationality, as part of the race and nationality policy, we're supposed to be doing some programming around that issue. And for those people who think that race and racism is sort of passé, I assure you it's, you know, way too healthy, very, very much with us still. So I'd like to know what, if anything, has been done on that front. Specifically, I think I'd also asked for a breakdown of the monies that were spent on informed dissent, which was the last, you know, nationally funded venture. I'd like to know what the story is on that. And with regard to the monies that come from the affiliates, and I know this is an affiliates committee call, but one of the things that came up in one of the recent affiliates committee calls was the idea that the committee was to recommend, and the committee did in fact recommend, a substantial increase for the affiliates coordinator on the basis that she was doing tasks that were not within her job description. The fact is that, and that increase in salary, I think it was like $10,000 or $15,000, I don't remember, was they kept repeating that it was cost neutral, which I'm not an accountant, but I don't see how, if money is going out, you know, of a common pocket to a specific pocket, it could be cost neutral. The fact is that it is programming that the affiliates come for. I know they also get tech help and so on and so forth, and I understand there's also a raise in the works for the tech director being sponsored by his committee. So, Nathan, I'm not suggesting that you're going to come and not just to get your raise, but I don't think that's the way that process should work. But since the affiliates come to us for programming, it is programming, that is the machine, we are radio. If there are an increase in the number of affiliates, then it's as a result of the programming that's being offered, that's being paid for from the central services that we all have to pay. And at my station, we're looking at a very real possibility of having to reduce staff. At the same time, our contribution to central services will go up in response to pay increases for various people. And I'm not saying that people don't deserve increases. I'm just saying there's a process. And obviously, we'll be paying central services to sponsor some of this programming that we're talking about here. So where's the budget for programming? Because I haven't seen anything distributed or the non-budget fund allocation request, I think, is the last I heard people were planning to call it. Where is that? What has been requested? What's the breakdown? How is it supposed to be spent? Where is it supposed to come from? And is any of it coming from the monies that the affiliates are contributing to the pool, since that is the primary service we provide for them? Thank you.
Kathy is next. Is it okay still if we gather all the comments and then get into clarification and discussion? Kathy's next.
Well, actually, Serene's comments had a lot to do with what I was going to comment on, and I think one of the primary problems with the individual stations is that is the finances, in the sense that the money comes out of the station to pay for national programming, and what it does is it limits what the station can do locally. So my question is that, or my proposal, I would say, is that as a committee for national programming, it may be that we may need to seek independent funding or create some kind of task force to seek independent funding for programming, because certainly at WBAI, we're at the point where there is even no more blood to take. There's just nothing to take to pay for programming. I don't know the situation at other stations. But if we depend on the stations to support national programming, I don't think it's going to be possible to have national programming. So I wanted to make that comment that perhaps it may be necessary to create a task force to fundraise for national programming.
Gail, and then maybe we can... After Gail, maybe we can see if Nathan can answer and pull some of this together and maybe see if we can come up with a proposal about how we can move this whole thing forward. Gail?
I was just going to say that I brought up the issue of the investigative reporting or whatever, but I wanted to say that I also speak to that in regard to local programming. I agree that, that it's local programming that can build into something national. And I know the hue and cry here is that people are very distressed that we don't have more actual local programming going on. It's a real catch-22 amongst audience and our LSB. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I think we need to keep in mind that, that...
Define what you mean by local programming for the group, though, Gail.
Well, for me and a number of the people I've spoken to, we're talking about community, the what, and especially in Washington.
You mean like news and information programs?
News and information. We really don't have that. We have little maybe five-minute, you know, news spots, which in any city, but certainly in Washington, just isn't going to get it. And people want something that is very much different from what they turn on the television and get, or even on the other radio stations. And they really think that that should be coming from our Pacifica station. We run, and I know, and all the arguments about Amy, and I'm right behind what she does, but we run Amy Goodman twice a day. You know, the question has come up, why can't some of that time be spent for a local, on a local broadcast? So there's some real problems around national programming versus what the people in the community, the people we ask to give their money, what they want as opposed to what we think we need.
Okay, Nathan, if you could try and address some of the issues, and then I think we need to see if there's a way, picking up on what Rob and Margaret said, is there a way that we could somehow pull some of this together? I've asked Nathan asked all the PDs to be on the call tonight, and Sasha indicated that she wasn't available, but no one else responded. And part of the problem is, I think, that we're not having this conversation together, number one, and the conversations, to my knowledge, aren't going on at the stations. It's between the PDs. So, I don't know, I have some concerns about how to make the process more inclusive so that, and then trying to pull it together. But Nathan, maybe you can address some of the issues and we could see if someone has a proposal here.
Sherna,
real quick, can I just say one sentence that we need to have some vision here, and it's going to mean changing some things, but we need vision to start with, and then we implement the vision.
Nathan?
Sure. Let me go back up to the top of my notes here. Responding quickly to what Gail said about the GINA 6, just as a specific example, actually tomorrow I'm sending out a list of names with contact info that I've been collecting over the weekend and today. Sort of like a freestanding national show about the issue, about GINA. At least stations can then, make their own calls and do their own stories and incorporate it into their own news. And I think it'll be, a good service to provide. It's something I've done a couple times when there's not a reporter in an area. And I think one or two of you have even served as my contact in a place before. So anyway, thanks. Let's see. Lisa, you make some really good points about local programming. And, community-based programming is what makes community-based radio stations so good. And, I work as the national programming coordinator now. And whenever I talk about national programming, and maybe I get a little passionate sounding at times or something about, developing a new national show, it's not at the exclusion of solid local shows. I think that I hope is understood. It's just, I don't have time to always say, the local shows that are great and then, preface everything with that. But, local shows are bread and butter. I think also if you look at the program schedules of our stations, an enormous percentage of the programming is really locally produced programming at those stations. And I think that's a good thing. Is there room for another national show? Yeah, sure, I think there is. I think national programming and local programming can really reinforce each other. I did a little breakdown of the Arbitrons and actually saw that, you know, at almost every one of our stations, actually, no, I'll take it back, at every one of our stations, Democracy Now! Is the single highest listenership.